Hi everybody, Kenzie here. We've got a nice quick episode for you today, and in 2 weeks we'll be back with normally scheduled, longer, and even more awesome programming. See you then.
Food trend. I'm gonna take a break.
. 2015 was the year of the vegetable, and the hip, fast casual restaurant, and an enormous sea change for tipping. You might also recall the great cupcake boom of 2005, and 6, and 7. It was followed by bacon, which sadly made an appearance on many of those cupcakes. Kale mic dropped with not only record Google searches and kale Caesar salads as far as the eye could see, but with its own graffiti tag in Brooklyn. Avocado toast simply will not die. Around this time every year, we all toss predictions into the ring about what the new kale will be. We're not exactly sure what we win if we get these right, and if we're being honest, we'd almost rather be surprised. But we do know that we haven't been looking for them in all of the right places. One of our editors, Allie Slagle, decided to survey grandparents about the next big things in food, reasoning that they reliably know more than we do about everything anyway. I wanted to go further, reasoning that anyone's guess, honestly, can be as good as ours. Our children, parents, cousins have thoughts just as valid about what the new quinoa might be, or what the next food is that we'll be racing to put avocado on, or in, or next to. I'm Kenzie Wilbur, this is Food 52's Burnt Toast, and what follows is the new hotness, straight from our families to you. You heard it here first.
A salmon.
It's going to be salmon?
Yeah.
What kind?
Smoked salmon.
Anything else you think is going to be a big food trend?
Shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah. I think tomatoes and carrots and anything else that's there.
You just said fava.
Yeah, chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
Yeah, things that they are not popular because nobody thought about, but it's food and it's always be there unless it disappear for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
What about some sort of a sandwich trend?
Tuna sandwiches on white bread. Mix it up with some mayonnaise, chop up some cucumber, put a slice of lettuce and a slice of cheddar cheese on there, lightly toast the bread, you're done. Great sandwich. It's terrific.
Pasta sandwiches, a pasta with a cheese layer and then another pasta. It's a pasta sandwich. You make the pasta with the cheese, then you fry it, and then you make the sandwich.
Pasta.
Ooh. What kind of pasta with what?
Ravioli pasta.
Oh, ravioli pasta. With what on it?
Cheese.
You ever make caponata? Do you know caponata?
Yeah, you used to make it for Christmas every year. I don't really like it very much.
You don't?
No.
Pizza. Exchange. Okay, but what kind of pizza? I'm thinking about things that are new and different.
What?
Maybe you've been around a long time, dude.
New trend.
New trend.
Okay.
What pizza? Yeah. I mean, maybe something you've heard of once or twice that you think, wow, that's gonna catch on, and everyone's gonna be doing that pizza next year.
Banana?
Pineapple pizza? Oh, that's old.
I think what I'm learning is you're really drawn to old school things and you should have been born in the 70s.
I don't want to. There was no video games in the 70s. And no books.
Noodles.
What kind of noodles?
Brown ones.
Has soup been the hot food yet?
Do it again.
Has soup been the hot food yet?
Are people looking too hard for food trends? We just sort of chill out and enjoy our food?
Well, looking for a food trend, we'll just get tired of it and take some lame food trend, say like broccoli on top of pizza. Ugh.
A salad. Broccoli salad.
Broccoli.
No dressing. Delicious. Goodbye.
And that's it for this episode of Burnt Toast. Our producer is Tim Einenkel, and thanks also to Laura Mayer, Henry Malofsky, and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Please let us know what you think of the show, and tell us your food trend predictions for 2016. Our Twitter address is @food52, and you can email us at editors@food52.com. If you like the show, tell everyone you know, and subscribe to us on iTunes. For Elizabeth, Mark, Allie, David, Anna, our child stars Mirabelle, Hudson, Josephine, and Dash, and their dedicated parents, Lauren, Lindsay Jean, Michael, and Phyllis. I'm Kenzie Wilbur. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.